Continuing with Dua al-Kumail, let's look at the verse now. This is verse number 16. Look at the first part. Where we're taught to say, Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrik. Oh Allah, I endeavor to draw myself near you through your remembrance, through your zikr. Let's talk a little bit about zikr. In Surah Al-Ahzab, this is Surah number 33, Ayah 41 and 42, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O you who believe, اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Remember Allah, remember Him frequently, a lot. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُقْرَةً وَعَسِيلًا. Glorify Him morning and evening. Imam Muhammad Baqir al-Islam has said that it's written in the Torah that is that Prophet Musa al-Islam asked his Rabb, saying, Ya Rabbi, tell me, are you near me so that I should pray to you in whispers? Or are you far so that I should cry out to you? And Allah revealed to him and said, Ya Musa, I am the companion of one who remembers me. And Musa said, Who are those that shall be in your refuge on the day when there shall be no refuge except yours? And he says, Those who remember me, whom I do remember. Those who love one another for my sake, whom I love. They are those whom I remember, even when I wish to strike the earth's people with affliction, and consequently I spare them on their account. Imam Khomeini, alayhi rahma, writes that he said his teacher would say, the dhakir, now this is the one who does dhikr, who remembers, during dhikr it must be like one teaching words to a child who has not yet learned to speak. He repeats the word until the child's tongue is opened and the latter utters the word. After that the child has articulated it, the teacher follows the child and his fatigue caused by repetition is removed. As if he has received an encouraged assistance from the child. In the same way, one who does dhikr must teach dhikr to his heart, which has not learned to articulate. The point that is concealed in the repetition of the adhkar is that thereby the tongue of the heart is opened, and its sign is that thereafter the tongue follows the heart, and the hardship of strain of repetition is removed. First is the tongue which is dhakir, and following it the heart also becomes dhakir with the tongue's aid and instructions, and after that the heart's tongue is learned to articulate, the tongue follows it and becomes a dhakir with the aid of the heart, or God's concealed assistance. It's an amazing concept. Sometimes you find it so hard, especially Asma' al-Husna, to learn them all. Start off by just repeating it on your tongue. Your heart will pick up from it, because this is divine. Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam says, there is no gathering in which the virtuous and the sinful come together, and thereafter stand up to leave without mentioning Allah, except that it will be a cause of regret to them on the day of Qiyamah. To Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Allah says, O Isa, remember me in yourself, so that I may remember you within myself. Mention me in your assembly, so that I may mention you in an assembly better than the assembly of human beings. O Isa, soften your heart for me. Remember me much in your solitude. Know that my delight lies in your doing tabasbus towards me, and be alive in that, and don't be dead. And tabasbus literally means a dog's wagging of its tail out of fear or hope. So beautiful. And the best time of dhikr, and this is from a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is Ya ibn Adam, or children of Adam, remember me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember me moments after dawn and moments before evening. I too will assume your important affairs. So when we say here, Allahumma inni atakarrabu ilayka bidhikrik, I wish to draw myself close to you through dhikr. We must understand what dhikr is. It must be understood. You know, dhikr can be classified in several kinds. You have tahmid, where we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a companion of Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam who came up to him and said, Ya ibn Rasulullah, please teach me a comprehensive dua. And Imam said, praise Allah, for in this case every worshipper will recite dua for you and will say, Allah hears one who praises him. You know, in salah we say, Sami Allahu liman hamida. And whoever says, praise is due to the Lord of the worlds, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, at dawn four times has thanked Allah for that day. And whoever repeats the same in the evening has thanked Allah for the night. So beautiful. Can you imagine in the morning just saying, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen? The next one is tamjeed, where we acknowledge the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Almighty. Again, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, every dua which is not preceded by tamjeed is not perfect. And the person who reports this, Ali ibn Hassan, says that I asked Imam Sadiq, what is the least which will suffice as tamjeed? And Imam said to say, Alhamdulillah, praise is due to Allah who dominates everything, who is aware of the hidden, who brings the dead back to life and has power over everything. The third form of dhikr is tahleel, which is saying that there is no God but Allah. When we say La ilaha illallah. And again, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, reported by Rabi' al-Fazil, says, recite tahleel and takbir frequently, for there is nothing more favored by Allah than takbir and tahleel. So takbir is Allahu Akbar. This is the fourth type of zikr. And tahleel is saying La ilaha illallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best prayer is to say La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. And maybe the best form of zikr is tasbihat arba. Subhanallahi, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallahu, wallahu akbar. So as soon as you recite Allahumma inni atakarrabu ilayka bi dhikrik, O Allah, I wish, I endeavor to draw myself near to you through your zikr, then think, do I do zikr? And I'd like to end on a little anecdote on the tasbihat arba. One day Rasulullah said to his companions, if you heap up all your clothes, buildings and everything you have, do you think they will reach the sky? And they said, no, Ya Rasulullah. And he said, shall I introduce you to something whose roots are in the earth and their branches in the heavens? And they said, yes. And Rasulullah says, when you finish your salah, say 30 times, Subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. And these words will remove from the human being sorrows, fire, being drowned, being attacked, bad deaths, tribulations which descend. These words are truly righteous deeds. Just keep on reciting them. That'll be part of zikr. So, again I repeat, when we say, Allahumma inni atakarrabu ilayka bithikrik, just think, zikr. How much zikr do I do? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a limit on absolutely everything. But there is no limit on zikr. Absolutely no limit. And this is a hadith from Rasulullah when he said, everything has a limit except zikr, for which there is no limit. Allah ordained salah, and whoever performs them has obtained the limit. If fast during the holy month of Ramadan, he has observed the limit. If you perform hajj, he has observed his limit. But zikr, Allah is not content with little zikr, for he has not set a limit to it. Inshallah, we will continue with Dua al-Kamil tomorrow.